I've always wanted to meet the people whose job it is to name paint colors. I understand choosing between red, blue, or yellow, or green. But how do you choose between blue and grandma's sweater? Or choosing between green and after-dinner mint? Or red and flamingo dream? The black and white choices are easy. It's the shades of gray that are most distracting. An abundance of shade causes the most doubt. Subtle color variations that make choosing so exhausting. But what about choosing whether or how to serve God? The theme of this meditation from Joshua chapter 24 is about choice. How to choose between endless shades, choosing just one, and choosing the best one. But do you ever struggle when facing the endless opportunities of people and projects to show your allegiance? Well, you're not alone. May the Lord be with you. Holy Spirit, come. So begin your meditation by finding a place to be quiet and still, a sanctuary of divine peace. And posture yourself with your hands resting open to receive. Begin now to accept the wisdom and the guidance of the Eternal Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God Almighty, it is you I choose to serve. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Therefore I tell you, stop being worried or anxious, perpetually uneasy and distracted about your life. Lord God Almighty, it is you I choose to serve. Don't be anxious about what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body as to what you will wear. Lord God Almighty, it is you I choose to serve. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Well, Lord God, it is you I choose to serve. For a moment longer, linger in this time of choosing. Remaining quiet and still, become aware of any choices that you're facing. Forks in the road. Look down one path. Now look down the other. Don't center on choosing for now, but rather decenter. Observe the choices without choosing. Don't worry, the Holy Spirit is present. And you're safe. Explore any emotions surrounding the choices you face. Anxiety, excitement. Well, once again, only note them. De-center on the choice. For now, only be aware of the forks in the road, but without effect. For another moment, sit in stillness with your hands open to receive. Be mindful of how your body reacts to choices. Begin to center on the guidance now of the Holy Spirit within you. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to your breath. Take several deep belly breaths. Be mindful of each breath serving you. Visualize inhaling peace. Visualize exhaling anxiety. If your mind wanders, don't judge yourself. Rather, return to your breathing and whispering the words, "Lord God Almighty, it is you that I serve." Center now on choosing Him. Let the word "serve" be your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 in the New American Standard Bible is a portion of a letter written by Joshua, the successor to Moses. It is an overview of the strategies the Israelites would use to conquer the Promised Land. But for now, imagine these words as a challenge for you to decide who you will serve. My dear friend in the faith, if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, well, choose today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served or the gods of your enemies. I, for one, have decided, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What word spoke to you? We'll listen once more for the emotional consequences of this passage. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, well, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What deeper meaning did you hear? We'll take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but settle now and choose to center even deeper as you contemplate on this wider passage from the Common English Bible. So now, revere the Lord. Serve him honestly and faithfully. Put aside the gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Choose the gods whom your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land that you live. But my family and I have chosen to serve the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What became more clear after listening? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the Amplified Version, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, I know the world offers me choices, but today I choose to serve you. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My heart rejoices in this decision, and I proclaim it in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is your next step in choosing God? Take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer, and take all the time that you need. Have you recently faced choices to make? No matter the size or significance? Well, of course you have. You even chose to open and listen to this meditation. Well, the black and white choices are easy to decide. But what about those that are shades of gray? Well, while resting in imaginative contemplation, consider how God might be using even small choices for good to prepare you for a life surrendered to Him. Begin to visualize forks in the road. One path is dark, corrupt, and immoral. And one road is virtuous, moral, and upright. As you face the choice, note how your body and mind respond. For this next minute, don't center on a path to follow, but rather a choice in who to follow and who to serve. Take this next minute to choose to take a step towards the love of Christ. Choose to accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And choose to lean into the wisdom of God. as you are sent out into the world, be aware of even the smallest moments to make choices. Left or right, up or down, red or blue. And let each small choice be a reminder of the life-altering choice of choosing to serve God. And be mindful, too, of someone you may meet on the path that needs help choosing. How might God use you to help a lost soul choose Him? Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer of benediction to choose today whom you will serve, to choose each moment of the day to serve the Lord. Now may you choose the love of Christ, the leading of the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom of God at this moment and always. And now, no matter whether at first or last light, remain here for another moment longer, whispering, Lord God Almighty, it is You that I serve. Choosing to serve the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.